It's a great honor for me to be here, and it'd be honored to have this time to preach the gospel, the church, to preach the word of God. It's not easy because normally I'm familiar to preach in Kirundi or French. I'm going to try because I have to think in French and translate in English. But I'm sure the Holy Spirit will help me. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for your word. Your word is you, Jesus. You come and you save us and you give us life. And the world is now rejoicing because of salvation come from you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this evening. Holy Spirit, come and take control in what we are going to say and tell us what you want us to know. Teach us. Let us really rejoice by receiving your powerful word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm very happy to be here and then to spend time sharing what I have in my heart according to the readings we had just have a few minutes ago. I'm sorry, sometimes I can speak louder. In Burundi, where we are preaching, we're really preaching. We put our strength and try to, because most of the time the singers, they have their monitors that they don't give to the preachers. We want to hear ourselves preaching. It was really good to be here in this time where you are studying and reading Hebrews, because it's one of my favorite books in the Bible for two reasons. One, because it talks about redemption and justification through the blood of Jesus. Second, because it talks about faith. Tonight we're going to just talk about perseverance in the faith. Because somewhere in the readings, the Bible asks us to persevere in the faith. The one who write this letter, we don't know who he is exactly, because people have been trying to understand who will be this one who write this one, but no one really have a very clear answer to that question. Some think there is Paul, or others think about other people who have been writing someone else writing this letter. But what we know, he was writing to the people who are in who grow up believing in God, the Jewish people, the Hebrews, who grow up knowing the laws and practicing everything which are connected to believe in one God. And then he come back and say that we are brothers and sisters, because those people, they are not only Hebrews, the people who have grown up just believing in one God, but they have come to faith and believe in Jesus as their Savior. Like when we see in the Acts, in the book of Acts, we see that so many have come to believe in God. After the preaching of Peter, the day of the Pentecost, we saw so many start to come to faith and believe in Jesus. And then after that, they went through some persecutions. So many things have been happening to them until they start to think, maybe we have not to continue to stay in our faith. We have to go back to what we have been believing in before. And then in the beginning of this chapter 10, they start to talk about the blood of Jesus. And then when you talk about the blood of Jesus, he wants really for them to go back and think what happened in the past when they come from from Egypt, what the blood was meaning for them. The blood of the lamb, the blood of animals, which was just cover their sins for 1 year. And that they had one priest who had to go in the Holy of the Holies once by year just giving the sacrifice of the blood to cover their sins. And then he bring that image, what they knew, they had been believing in it, and do what the word of God was asking them to do, but now connect to what happened through the sacrifice of Jesus for salvation. And he bring back the blood, talk about the power of the blood of Jesus. Last Sunday, the one who was preaching, he really go deep into talking about the blood of Jesus. But I want, before we go further and continue to discuss about, to think about what he will really want to talk in terms of the faith, to go back to the blood of Jesus. When we think about the blood of Jesus, we ask ourselves a question. What does the blood of Jesus do for us? First thing the blood of Jesus did for us is to give us, to redeem us. Through the blood of Jesus, we have the redemption. Redemption because our sins have been paid by the blood of Jesus. God is not asking us to pay with our blood what we did, but through the blood of Jesus, we have redemption. We are now accepted, not because we have paid for, but because we believe in the one who paid for us by giving his blood. The one who never knew sin, he has become sin for us, just that we can be redeemed. And through the blood of Jesus, all our sins are forgiven. Our sins are not forgiven because just we try to ask God, please, can you forgive our sins? No, because the love of Jesus has brought us closer to God. And then God sees us through Jesus. And then he don't account our sins on ourselves, but he just sees us through the sacrifice of Jesus. And we are now forgiven and then accepted by God. Through the blood of Jesus, we are just justified. We are not under condemnation. Not just because we have done every good thing just to correct the bad thing we've done before, but just because the just have taken our sins on him. And we are justified by just believing in what he did for us. Through the blood of Jesus, and we just read this in Hebrew, we have access in the presence of God. This is the most very important thing, which was complicated for the Hebrews and the Jewish people to understand. How can we go in the presence of God if we are not priests? But that was meaning Jesus, when he have given his life for us and shed his blood on a cross for us, was opening for us access to the presence of God. I mean, we can have communion with God. And we are not, again, people from who are outside, but we are in his presence. Not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus did and then have given the very important sacrifice for us to be, to go in his in the presence of God and to be able to say, Abba, Father. Through the blood of Jesus, we are sanctified, made holy, and set apart for God. This is the most complicated thing for human beings, because we think we are sinners. How can we accept and call ourselves holy? But the Bible says that the sins of God, because it's not from what we do, it's because of whom we believe, the one who have given his life to sanctify our lives and give us access to the presence of God. Through the blood of Jesus, our conscience is cleansed from all guilty. We don't have guilt in our minds, because every time the devil comes to us and tells us, you are sinners, you have done this and that. But the day we have accepted Jesus as our Savior, we have accepted to die in Him. Because we died from our past life and we are raised in Him through faith. And we are not considered ourselves like we used to be before we make the decision to follow Jesus as our Savior and then our Lord. Through the blood of Jesus, we have the victory over the devil, and we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. The most complicated thing in our lives is when we know that the devil can come and do what he wants in our lives. But we have victory. That victory is not because we fight with him, we try to fight the devil. No, it's because we believe in the one who raised from the dead, who raised with victory, and then who have given us his spirit, and we have become one with him. I just want to think, and we can think to this question, how the blood of Jesus affects our daily life. Because where we can come back to the faith, how can we live that perseverance life of faith? First of all, believing in the blood of Jesus give us free access to the sanctuary of God. And that access put us in a position where we don't need to try to get a favor from God by doing things, but just believing in the one who did everything to save us, and then we can have this personal relationship with God because we believe in what the sacrifice he have given for us. The Bible tells us that we have to approach freely the presence of God. This is what we just read in the Bible, that telling us that we can approach, we can be closer, we can be in his presence with the freedom. I want to come back now to the call to the perseverance in faith. I grew up as a Christian. I was going to church every Sunday. They had been telling me what to do to please God. And I tried to please God by doing what my parents and the people had been telling me to do to please God. I tried to obey the law. I tried not to do what other people who don't believe God don't do in their lives. Then I was thinking in my life, I'm okay with God. Because I go to church every Sunday. I try to be there every day and do what they ask me to do. I please my parents. I please the priest at church. That's okay. And God is also happy because they are happy. I was thinking like this. Hebrews. People, the Jewish people are thinking, okay, we are the chosen nation of God. God is already, he has already set apart our nation. We are his people. And then the time when Jesus came and he was born on this earth, they didn't believe in him. The Bible says the light came and then they didn't receive him. Because they think, who is this man to come and tell us other things when we know that God have already set apart us. We are his nation. Sometimes in our lives, we grow up with that catch of knowing everything in Christianity. We grow up because they have been teaching us about Jesus, God. We have names, we have been baptized, we grow up in the church. And sometimes we are not ready to receive a new thing from the Holy Spirit. When the time Jesus came, they didn't believe him. Now, they have been receiving the word of God. Some of them have believed in Jesus and come to the church. But suddenly, because there is persecution happening, they start to give up to go to church. They went back to sin. And then the Bible is clear here, say, you can't please God if you don't have faith in God. Sin is not doing what the Ten Commandments are not allow us to do. Sin is just trying to do things not according to the will of God, even when they look like good. I can sin by helping three children, because I try to do something which is a great thing, very good thing, but at the end of the day, if I'm not doing this through faith, I'm not pleasing God. And God is not just a count of number of children have been fed. No. Did you do that just because you know it's me feeding them through you? Because I just use you. It's me doing things. It's not you, but it's me doing things. And sometimes we are really tired because the world around us is telling us many things that many young people I'll be happy really to spend more time speaking to the young people. Because now the world is trying everything to tell us, there is no God. Why do you believe in God? And sometimes there are so many other things showing that maybe the devil is the best thing. We see in the media, all these things are coming because they want to attack our faith in God. But there is, he was finishing here saying, remember, Jesus will come back very soon. We'll come back for his church. Don't go back in sins. Because if even sometimes it can look like it's normal, but at the end of the day, if people who are not walking according to his will, they will be judged. There will be a judgment from God. I want to close by saying this. The persevering faith is not just to try to keep going. It's just to put your life in the hands of God. I know in the ministry God have called me to lead, I've been trying sometimes, using the knowledge I have, abilities I have. But I was really tired. When I have tried to learn how to believe and trust in God, life has become much more easier. And God is doing miracles. I don't know where you are in terms of faith. I don't know if you are this person who say, I know everything about Christianity. I don't know if you are this Christian who come back to God but sometimes say, it's tiring and go back to sin. My message tonight, persevere in faith. God bless you.